are a slut pig.
Hey, y'all. I'm Christian Gray Snow, and this is the Slut Pig Podcast, a podcast from The Dip. And today, I'm going to be joined by the host of Morgan's Pop Talks, Morgan Page, to share our thoughts on this week's Real Housewives of Orange County episode. Plus, we are reacting to the exciting rumors of NeNe Leakes joining the Celebrity Big Brother house, and we're ranking those Season 12 Real Housewives of New Jersey taglines. Small talk is like small dick, and I would rather be on the receiving end of one of those scripted, pathetic Heather Dubrow reads than deal with a small dick. Let's get started. All right, everybody. Today's guest is my dip sister. She is the host of Morgan's Pop Talks, and you can find her serving opinions, not judgments, on her Instagram at Morgan P Talks. Hi, Morgan. How are you?
Hi, Christian. Let me tell you, this is long overdue.
I completely agree. And we're just going to get started with all the fun. I always like to start with the Housewives icebreaker question. So to get us started up first, if you had to have a day date with any Real Housewife ever, who would it be and what would you do for the day?
Oh my gosh, any Real Housewife ever. That makes things 10 times more difficult when you have to choose.
I agree.
Okay, this might be cliche, but if I have to choose one, it has to be Lisa Vanderpump. And I have to have tea at Villa Rosa. I mean, it's iconic.
Well, you know what? I'll let you go and do that. And I hope you have the best time. And you'll find me everywhere but there. Okay. All right. Well, we're kicking off things this week with Real Housewives of Orange County. The ladies are preparing to head to Cabo in this week's episode. And to get things started, Gina meets up with Heather ahead of the trip, you know. And they're discussing everything, you know, including the stresses of packing, because I just can't imagine how difficult it must be when you're Heather Dubrow and, you know, have a closet the size of all the apartments I've ever lived in, like, combined. But I have to be honest here, when it showed Gina, like, ringing the doorbell to come into Heather's house, and we get that quick sequence where it, like, shows all the empty rooms, you know? Yeah. I'm just like, we fucking get it. Like, yeah. Heather lives in the Mall of America. Like, why do we have to constantly be reminded of it?
Like, yeah, and I feel like it's especially awkward when all of the things in the past have been said about Gina's house, like, not being, you know, Heather's house. Like,
exactly.
They're two totally opposite. So I feel like production definitely knows what they're doing with that one.
100%. It's like, you know, that episode of where Heather Holla Thompson takes the New York girls up to her house and Ramona's like, is this the house or the garage? Like, yeah. Gina's house is Heather's garage.
Yes.
Gina tells Heather, you know, she feels bad because Noella at this point is not planning on coming on the trip. She's staying behind. And she's like, look, I get it. Like, I know that you and Noella aren't in the best place. But so before we get started on this, I want to know, whose side have you been on up until this point? Like, are you team Noella? Are you team Shannon? Team Heather? What's your vibe so far?
I am team Gina. And that's it. I feel like everybody else's drama is so stupid. You know what? Like, I can't pick a team because I'm like, are they really, like, I don't understand. I will say that I know a lot of people are not loving Noella.
Yeah.
What do I want to say? Everything seems kind of like fake and phony when it comes to her. But like, this is Housewives. We need somebody like that to stir the pot. So I'm kind of here for it.
I was actually just in my little Housewives group chat, you know, with my friends yesterday. We were just discussing the reunion, and they were like, you know, I think that Noella might get it bad. And I'm like, I think she might get it bad too. But at the same time, I think that all the other women like Heather and Emily and Shannon are going to go in there and be like, you just wanted to, you know, camera time, and you just wanted to do, you know, cause a scene, da 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 da. And I'm
like,
this is... This is the one time where I'm like, thank God, because right. She is literally the only one that worked this season. You know what I'm saying?
But like,
in fact, while we're here, Andy, I think you should make everybody pull out their paychecks, rip them in half, and everybody give half to Noella. Because she, you know, I mean, look, I get that. Look, is there times where it's like I have to remind myself, it's like, okay, just enjoy it for what it is. You know, stop trying to overanalyze it. Because at the end of the day, I felt like she didn't have much to work with as far as what the other women were giving. And it's like, she did what she could do, you know.
I agree. 100%.
Well, before the scene wraps up, Heather also tells Gina something really interesting about Noella, that last week at Max's book launch, Noella gave her kind of gift. And it seems like it's some like Cards Against Humanity kind of gift, you know, like some card game. But apparently, and obviously it was like LGBTQ themed. But apparently, you know, listen, what Noella should have known is that anything that's gay themed is going to have a little raunch in it. Come on, baby. Like, from one gay sister to another, I'm just telling you, like, I wouldn't have bought that had it not been raunchy on the inside. So,
you not think that Noella knew what the cards said? She knew what they said.
Okay. So that was my question for you. Because on Watch What Happens Live last night, Shannon says she thinks that Noella's intent actually was good. And that, you know, maybe she just didn't like read the whole package about what was in there. So you think Noella knew what she was doing?
I mean, I feel like it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that, you know, there might be some graphic content involved, right? I mean, am I crazy for thinking that?
Thank you. That's the best way to put it. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Well, and I think the mistake on her part, though, is that like, Heather is going to cling on to this until she's like white knuckled. You know what I'm saying? Like, Heather is going to, whether even Noella was even in the wrong or not, I think Heather's not going to let this go.
Oh, I mean, especially considered like they already were at odds. So this, I feel like, just gives Heather one more opportunity to dislike Noella.
Yep. Adding gas to what is already a fire. We also get another fucking flashback of Heather's like little threat to Shannon, you know, it's like, if you ever come after my family, ever. And I'm sorry, if I have to see this one more fucking time, it was not a serve. The moment was not a serve. And I'm sick of, and every time they go back, I'm just reminded how embarrassing the moment personally was.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, and I wish so much that Shannon would have laughed in her fucking face in that moment.
And she did the opposite. She cried. I'm like, Shannon, come on. You could not be serious. Like, certainly if I was around Heather Dubrow, I would be intimidated too. But it was so like, if you ever. Like,
ever.
Like, I was, are we like, going to be here for another 3 years? Or are you going to spit it out?
Did you slip into Meredith Marks's Xanax? You're slurring your speech and getting real slow over here, girl. You know? Like, come on.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so I really do wish that Shannon would have laughed in her face. And I hope that, but I think even at the reunion, like, I would like to say, I would like to think that Shannon going back would be like, yeah, I just let her have her little moment that she needed to have. You know, welcome to the show, Heather. Do you feel better? You know, but I feel like everyone is kissing Heather's ass so fucking much. Like, I don't think anyone other than Noella is going to have anything remotely negative to say to or about Heather, even at the reunion. And I'm like, what is the point of, like, I like Heather, but she needs to be challenged, you know?
I agree. And I mean, do you think that it's just because they are intimidated by her because she is Heather Dubrow?
Yes. And I think that anytime anything remotely doesn't go her way, Heather, you know who Heather reminds me of? Heather reminds me of like the rich white frat boys that I went to college with, because every time something doesn't go their way, they threaten a lawsuit or they have their dad threaten a lawsuit. And it's like, that's really the vibe that I'm starting to get from Heather. It's like every time something doesn't go her way, like that's what that threat to Shannon was. That was legal. That was a legal undertone 100%.
And I also think that the rest of the cast, like coming into the season, they knew that we as viewers like weren't loving OC a lot, right? I mean, we had all this stuff go down in the off season. Everyone was like, it should be canceled. It should be fully rebooted. And then you have the news that Heather Dubrow is coming back on. And then, you know, us who have been watching for a really long time are like, yes, fancy pants. And I feel like they probably picked up on the fact that everyone was excited that she was coming back.
Ooh,
so they want to be like buddy buddy with her. You know what I mean?
They're scared of the audience turning against them. Very good point. Yes. Well, once the ladies arrive in Mexico, this might be nothing, but I just felt like I was watching like two separate groups the entire time from what we've seen last night. Like Shannon, Emily, and Gina were off doing like their little horseback rides and like their drunk, you know, their drunken foolery. And like that was fun. But then Heather's like out and about with her architect, and I don't even know where the fuck Jen was. Like, was Jen even, I think they left Jen on the airplane, to be honest.
She was on the phone with her husband the whole entire time.
Put a shirt on before you drop the kids off at school, Ryan. But yeah, I don't know. It felt a little divided. And I'm sorry, you know, once now, not to skip to the end of the episode, but like, I felt like it was kind of drawn out that this was a filler episode. And now looking back, it's like, I'm sorry, Heather, I don't give a fuck about seeing you talk about your architect and your dream. I get that it's like a sentimental moment, like her kids, you know, she has a dream that one day she's not there. And like, well, thank God that you're able to provide an estate for them. Let's just celebrate that. Like, we don't need.
It's so funny because when I watched that, I was like, well, I'm not going to have nothing to leave my kids. Like, if I stay on the payroll I'm on right now, like, I ain't leaving my kids nothing.
And guess what I'm getting? You know what I'm saying? From my mom and dad. Not a place in Cabo. Love your mom and dad, but I don't think that's in the wheel. You know, and if it is, my ass ain't never even been there. Yeah. So anyway, yeah, like I said, it felt a little divided. Gina ends up telling Emily and Shannon that the only reason Noella is even coming on the trip later, because we all know by this point that Noella didn't fly down with the women originally, is that basically she asked Heather for a favor, you know? And I'm also just, I get that like the women are drunk and they're just doing what producers tell them to do at this point. Like they're on the beach, like barely can they even like sit up at this point. But I'm just like, why are we still pretending like Heather was not going to let Noella come on this cast trip that Bravo is paying for? Like, in the words of Sutton, let the mouse go. Like, it's just, I get that, like, lean into it a little bit, but the constant, like, just, it's like insulting to the viewer's intelligence at this point. Like, we know y'all ain't going to let Noella not come on this trip, because otherwise all y'all going to do is sit around and get fucking pedicures and let Heather talk about her dreams, you know? And Bravo don't want to pay for that shit. If we wanted that, I'd listen to Heather DeBro's World, the podcast, okay?
It reminds me so much of, like, what happened this week on Vanderpump Rules when Lala's like, I told James about Brock and Sheena because James is my boy. I'm like, no, you told James about Brock and Sheena because it's the finale and you want some like explosive content for the show. It's we're not stupid.
Yes, exactly. I mean, and listen, I haven't watched this season, but I saw tweets from Sheena, something about, because people were like, you could have waited to tell them off camera or something like that. And she was like, and she said something like, you do understand we had one day of filming left or something like that.
Right.
So I'm guessing that was kind of the same situation that you're talking about, where there was obviously something going on. They knew they had a final wrap date. And it's like, we got a job to do. And if we want another fucking paycheck after this one, baby, I don't give a fuck whose feelings I'm hurting in the next 24 hours. Y'all are all fair game. All right. Balls to the wall. Yes. So Noella finally arrives once the ladies are out to dinner later. And she just immediately does her damnedest to get under Heather's skin. And honestly, like I said, this episode was a fucking snooze fest. So thank God she decided to do what she did.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And so first things first. To come to a dinner, everyone's there having a good time. And they're like, so why were you late? You know? And she's like, well, I didn't know I needed a passport to get to Mexico.
Like, that is rich people problem.
But how do you not know? Like, she blamed it on flying private prior to this. But do you not need documentation even like flying private?
I mean, like, unless they're doing something illegal over there on her private jets, I have no idea.
Or you're flying into like small remote airports or something. But I feel like, you know, if they're still flying into a major like international airport, there has to be some sort of like reporting of who's coming in, you know? But listen, again, my Gina broke ass would have no idea about flying private. So, you know. Quickly after arriving to the dinner, Noella asked Emily, I want to know, what did Nicole tell you that I said was negative about Gina? Again, Noella ain't wasting no fucking time. Also, I want to take, while we're mentioning Nicole, I want to take a moment to say, I'm so sad that Nicole is not on the show. I think that she is low-key, vile, vapid, fame-hungry, and a gold digger, and she is everything that we would need in an Orange County housewife, and it is a fucking shame that we are missing out on it.
Christian, do you know why she's not? Did something happen with her where she was full-time and then she's not anymore?
I mean, it seems to me like they were obviously shooting to have her full-time. I think that obviously the goal was probably to have 7 full-time housewives like go again, like balls to the wall, new direction. You know what I mean? Right. I don't know if the whole Heather thing in the beginning, like she got to her first group scene and, you know, her old legal issues are getting brought out. She's like, this is not the shit I signed up for. Like, what the? She's like, I just showed up to have fucking sushi and now y'all talking about my titty job from 2 decades ago. Like, what is going on? You know? But then there also allegedly were some issues between her and production. I don't know what those issues could really be, though. You know, I really don't know. Have you heard anything?
No, I didn't know if it was like, I have literally no idea. I thought at first that she was like a full time, and then, you know, push came to shove, she wasn't. So I was just wondering, because I agree. I feel like every scene that she's in, she brings something, you know, not just mindless filler drama. I feel like she always has at least something to contribute.
Yes. And like, even the scene like where Noella's breaking down and she's just like trying to get her out of the restaurant. It's like, I was so annoyed by how like heartless she was being, but I was also like, I'm so glad this is happening.
Yeah. You
know, like, this is amazing TV. Like, she was like, get the fuck out of here. You are embarrassing the living shit out of you, your entire family, and more importantly, myself. Get the fuck up and get out.
Oh my God.
I love it. All right. So back to Noella, and she's talking to Emily about whatever Nicole had told her. And Emily tells her, you know, Nicole told me that you said all I do is shop at Costco and take my kids to get frozen yogurt. And to that, I would just like to say, is there a fucking problem?
That's what I was going to say. Like, that's a bad thing? Excuse me?
Know this. If I'm ever financially stable enough to do nothing but go to Costco and get froyo with my kids and or myself every day, that will be the agenda and nothing else. Okay?
Nothing else.
Nothing. Okay. And then Emily also tells her that, you know, Nicole told me that you said Gina's boyfriend, Travis, is a loser. He has nothing going on. And this is what was interesting to me. Like, I don't really perceive Noella to be a liar, you know? And so I think for her to admit, like, yeah, I absolutely said that about you getting Costco and getting froyo. But, like, she was like, I was just being shady and messy. Like, obviously, I don't dislike you. You know, it is what it is. Mindless shade. But then she was like, now, Travis, she's like, I've never said a word about him. You know, like, and so that to me... That to me was kind of interesting, that she was more than willing to admit to one of the things, but the other one, she was like, fuck no, I never said that. So since she's now aware that there are things being said about her, some of which aren't true, this causes her to think, you know, that Nicole was kind of given marching orders to discredit her among the women. And she thinks that Heather is the one to do it. So my question for you, do you think Heather is... You know, oh my God, you know what I just remembered? Remember back in the day when Kelly Dodge, she said, Heather's the puppet and everyone else is the master, when she was trying to say that Heather was actually the puppet, the master, and everyone else is the puppet. But I mean, is this kind of leaning into the same thing? Like, do you think that Heather is like orchestrating, essentially producing Nicole behind the scenes to like put shit about Noelle out there?
Yeah, you know, I feel like it might not be as black and white, cut and dry, as Heather being like, say this about, you know what I mean? But I think that especially people who want to be friends with somebody like Heather, which Nicole does want to. I mean, whenever that stuff came up about the lawsuit and stuff, she was visibly upset. She didn't want to bring it up to Heather because, you know, she's like, we're friends, we moved on. So I feel like Heather very easily can persuade people to kind of think like she thinks. And I feel like maybe it's not even intentional that Heather does it. Like, she's not trying to be manipulative, but it's just her personality is so like alpha that you just want to believe everything that she says and you take it at face value because it's Heather Dubrow. You know what I mean?
It's very Lisa Vanderpump, like early seasons, you know, like, and then these women would go and do these things. And they're when later they're asked why, they're like, well, she didn't really tell me to do it, but she kind of talked me into doing it, you know?
Yes.
So it's kind of the same thing. The episode ends with Emily, Gina, and Noella. They're in the bathroom. Emily tells Noella, she's like, look, I think Heather was annoyed by your behavior at the table. And Noella responds to, I don't give a fuck what Heather Bro thinks about me. And honestly, to that, I say cheers, bitch. Like, it's not even that I dislike Heather. I just like her being like, I do not give a shit. She is literally like Yolanda. Who is Heather Dubrow in this world? She is nobody, you know?
Yes.
So to wrap up on this little recap, how many oranges would you rate this week's episode?
Oh, my gosh. Let's see. Probably a 3.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You're even
lower than me.
Yeah. The end was good, but the rest wasn't good. And it's
such filler and such boring shit.
I don't want to watch an hour episode for 10 minutes of good at the end.
And then to be continued. And every bit of promo we've seen for the episode was the last 10 minutes. I hate that shit. Yes. It's like, just say y'all have no content and call it a day, you know? So I'm giving it a 5.5 out of 10. Like, I literally have my notes here. I was pretty bored until the last 5 minutes is what I have. Honestly, I just can't wait for Jersey to come back. I feel like I might even step away from recapping OC a little bit once Jersey comes back, because OC is just like really drugging my spirit along.
It's a struggle. And I'm disappointed because Andy was so like optimistic. And, you know, the quote was like, OC is back.
OC is back.
Yep. No, it's not.
If this is back, it should have never came. You know what I'm saying? It should have stayed where it was. All right. Well, now that we finally got that Orange County recap behind us, we're going to take a quick break and then we're back with this week's Housewives headlines. All right, this week's Housewives headlines consist of Jersey's taglines and the recent rumors that NeNe Leakes may be joining the upcoming season of Celebrity Big Brother. There were rumors at first that NeNe, Erica Jayne, and Tiffany Pollard, aka New York, were all going to be in the Celebrity Big Brother house for a season that is set to start soon. However, it's since come out that Erica is no longer part of the rumor cast. However, Tiffany and NeNe's names are still there. So I just want everyone who's listening to understand the magnitude of the significance that the show will play in the course of pop culture, like having these two women who have literally developed the structure of reality TV under one roof together. You know what I mean? Historic, to say the least. So initial thoughts on the rumors. What are you thinking?
I mean, I love it for NeNe. It's like sad because I want her to come back, you know, to Atlanta desperately. But at the same time, it's like, if I can't get her on Atlanta, what's the next best thing? It's Celebrity Big Brother, 100%.
Yeah. And the viewership on Big Brother is huge. It would bring a whole new audience to her. I think it would be great for her, you know?
Yes.
So let's see. What other housewives do you think would be good in future installments of Celebrity Big Brother?
Ooh, well, because we're getting ready to talk about New Jersey, I definitely think Teresa, maybe she wouldn't be like good at the game, but like she would make for good TV. That's for sure.
And like living with people that she can't stand.
Yeah.
Because you know her, she can't mask her emotions whatsoever. Bless her heart, my girl.
No.
But also the thing is, Teresa would kill in the physical comps.
Yeah.
Because Teresa's a beast, you know?
I feel
like, and usually a lot of like the endurance and physical competitions, I like that they do, you know, especially like in the beginning, I feel like she would kill and kind of set herself apart in the beginning, which would maybe be kind of a wild card for people, you know?
I love it. Let's start a petition right now.
Yeah, well, I'm going to DM her and be like, listen, I don't care if they pay you pennies, bitch. We'll crowdfund and whatever we got to do to pay you some more money, we'll get you there. Yes. Other housewives I think would be good. I think Rinna would be great.
Yeah.
I do think Erica actually would be really good. Like, I'd never thought about it before until I saw the rumors and I was like, oh, you know.
She's very competitive. So I think that she would be good too.
And it's good because they're filmed 24/7 and she's a Cancer like me. It's like our emotions are out on display all day, every day. So it's like, it's going to be there to catch all of it.
Yes.
And then let me see who else would be a good one. I'm trying to think.
Sonia.
Oh yeah. I was even going to say like a Luann, because I'm trying to think of people that could really do well in competitions. I feel like Luann's pretty athletic. So Lou could maybe do it, but also Lou would rather die than live in a house with other people. So I don't know that that would happen. All right. Well, up next, we are going to talk about the season 12 taglines for Real Housewives of New Jersey. Because as I said earlier, we were gifted with those this week. All right, I'm going to go through these one by one and then we'll rank them 1 out of 10 together. Okay?
Yes.
Up first, Melissa.
Some people are born great and some are born Jersey.
0.
It's given negative out of 10 for me. You know,
Melissa even hates it. Did you see what she put on her Instagram story?
I did. What was it that she said? Something she said like, I didn't pick it or something, right?
Yeah, she's like, I hate it just as much as you guys do and I didn't pick it.
Why do they need to start letting them have some sort of say in these? I'm like, also because it is fucking stupid. It's stupid.
It is stupid. If I was Melissa, I would have refused to voice it. You know, because they had to voice it.
That's true. It's not like it's not like they just pulled those clips out of random sentences and like laid them in. Like they, you know, she definitely had to record it. I would have been like, no, Absolutely yes. not. Or I would have said it in some like deep smoker voice that they wouldn't have been able to use.
It's not happening.
It's not happening. All right, up next, Dolores.
I don't start the drama.
Oh, hi.
But I will stop the show.
I think it's cute.
I think it is honestly perfect for Dolores because, I mean, isn't she a showstopper? She truly is.
I mean, I will say she never starts a moment, but she will always call. She will always make a moment if she yes. needs to. Yeah, so.
Yes.
I will, you know, it is, that's a pretty good one. And I will say I am tough on Dolores at times, but I do love Dolores. I think that she is a really a grounding figure of Jersey, especially, you know, her being like, you know, the main sidekick of my girl, Teresa. We all know that she needs a grounding figure every once in a while. so yeah, I would give this one, I give this one like a 6 out of 10.
Yeah, I would say I'll do 7 out of 10.
Okay, all right. Up next, Margaret.
I say when you have nothing to hide, there's nothing to lose.
This seems messy to me.
Yeah.
I'll give it a 7, though, because she's obviously leaning into her role and she's not giving a fuck. You know?
Yeah, I'm going to say 7, too. And Margaret is like one of my favorite housewives of all time.
Oh, wow. I love her. Yeah,
can I mean, change my first answer to hanging out with Margaret and drinking margaritas by the ocean?
I'm all about going back and making changes. There you go.
Okay.
Up next, Jackie. Oh, God.
You don't have to pay me a compliment, but you do have to pay me respect.
I ain't paying her shit. I'm paying that bitch Monopoly money, okay?
I'm just going to be, if we are still talking about the Evan rumors, what, like 3 years later, I'm going to be so annoyed.
Honestly, I can't even fathom. Like when I can't even begin to physically prepare myself for the exhaustion I will feel when her first title card comes up for her first solo scene. Like I might scream and cry or throw something at the TV. I just cannot believe I have to deal with this for 20 more episodes. My God.
Oh, poor Jackie. All right.
Oh, but to rate her tagline, I mean, listen, I'll give it like a 2 out of 10.
Yeah, same. I was thinking too.
If it was somebody else's, I'd like it, but I don't care what she says. I just can't stand her. All right, Jennifer.
My nose may be new.
Cheers.
But I could still smell a rat.
This is probably one of the best taglines of all time, to be quite honest.
I am obsessed with her. I'm obsessed.
Like, absolutely, absolutely legendary. I give it absolutely a 10 out of 10. I think it's great. I love when housewives lean into the fact that they've gotten procedures done and they make fun of themselves. I think that's the best thing you can do. And also she's saying, one of these bitches is being a rat to me and I'm ready to call your ass out. And we all know Jennifer ain't scared to call a bitch out.
She is not. And that's why I love her. Oh my God. Yeah. She's such an entertaining figure.
She's fearless. I think Jennifer is one of the best things to happen to Jersey Housewives ever, honestly.
I agree. I don't think she's afraid of anybody. And a lot of people were like coming in, I feel like are intimidated by maybe like Teresa, maybe even Melissa, just because they've been around forever. But she does not care. And I love
that. She don't give a fuck. I love it. And last but not least, my baby, my girl, my queen, Teresa, her tagline.
I have a new king.
Good job.
Finally.
But I'm still the queen of New Jersey.
Amen, bitch. I love it. And I, you know what makes me even more happy? I hope Melissa doesn't hear this, is that Melissa is so mad about her tagline and literally Teresa is being called the queen of New Jersey in the same season. And if that ain't karma, I don't know what the fuck is. Okay. So what do you rate Teresa's?
Okay. You're going to be mad at me.
Okay. Do you think it's cheesy?
I don't want to say cheesy, but I just hate that it's about like Louie. Like,
okay.
She is the queen of New Jersey. So like, that's cool too. But like, if you take out the part that's about Louie, her tagline, wouldn't make sense. And I feel like she's so much more than just her new relationship. And like, I get it that that's going to be the main focus for her this year because I mean, we are invested at this moment, but I don't know that I just wouldn't want that to be my tagline.
I hear you. Yeah. Well, I okay. We'll take that. We'll take it. Of the group, whose do you think is the best?
Jennifer's. Hands down.
Completely. And whose do you think is the most whack?
Melissa's, hands down.
We completely agree. All right. Well, as we always do to end our chat, I would love if you would play our Rapid Fire Housewives Questions game, where we put 60 seconds on the clock, and we're going to see how many of these somewhat fun but mostly shady Housewives questions you can get through. Are you
down? I'm so bad under pressure, so please don't judge me. I promise I do actually watch the shows, but I might crack under pressure.
All right, here we go. First, which Real Housewife are you most looking forward to keeping up with in 2022?
Ooh, good question. Teresa.
Love that. If you could fire any current housewife, who would it be?
Ramona.
Ah, if you could sleep with any house husband, who would it be?
Mauricio.
Yes, that's the best, most common answer. Who will spend more time in jail, Jen Shah or Erica Jane?
Jen Shah.
Yes, absolutely. Establish a Housewives franchise in any city. Where would it be?
Cleveland. That's where I live.
Okay. All right.
Ain't nothing going on in Cleveland, I'll tell you that much.
She's like, and I mainly want them to do it so I can be on the show. Thank you. Yep. Most overrated housewife of all time.
Oh. That's hard. They're all wonderful, and I don't think they're overrated. I think they deserve the hype.
What a great answer. Do you think Mary Cosby will be back next season?
No.
Housewife you would never, ever, ever want to meet?
Ramona.
Ooh, all right, that is all. Thank you so much for joining me, Morgan. Tell everybody when they can catch new episodes of your podcast, where they can follow you, all that good stuff.
New episodes every single Thursday, and TikTok and Instagram at Morgan P Talks.
All right, everybody, thank you so much to my guest Morgan Page for joining me this week, and thank you, yes you, for tuning in for another week. I hope you all have a fantastic weekend, and catch me right back here next Friday for more fun. In the meantime, catch me on Instagram with all the Housewives updates and get some fun Housewives inspired merch at thesletpickshop.com. Hope you all have a fantastic weekend. Peace out.